Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience and more. Michael Traeger is a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality. And now, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
It's going great. Great day. Great topics. Good stuff going on. I have no complaints today, and I'm diving deep into some Hawaii stuff a little bit later in the travel world. So I always like that.
So you have no complaints about Hawaii, or you have no complaints and you're excited about Hawaii?
I have no complaints. I'm excited about working on some Hawaii stuff later. I have no complaints and I'm excited about Vegas. I'm excited about the Fontainebleau opening. I'm not sure why. And I'm also excited that they have a new take on the mini bar. But we'll get to that some other time.
That's totally for some other time. Absolutely.
That's for another time. But anyway, what's happening in the news? Because I hear it's beginning to look a lot like something.
Yes, I am very excited for this news story. It is now time for the news and views. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas in Las Vegas. Madison Square Garden Entertainment Corp. announced today that the Radio City Rockettes, the stars of the beloved Christmas Spectacular starring the Radio City Rockettes that runs annually at Radio City Music Hall in New York, will be featured daily throughout the holiday season on the Exosphere, the fully programmable LED exterior of the Sphere in Las Vegas. The festive Christmas Spectacular activation debuted overnight, marking the first time the Exosphere has featured dancing wrapped 360 degrees around the venue. The content was developed in collaboration between Sphere Entertainment and MSG Entertainment, both part of the MSG family of companies. The activation begins with the first Christmas ornament to be displayed on the Exosphere. The top of the vibrant red and gold ornament begins to spin off, revealing the Rockettes' legs. As the top of the ornament continues to rise, the Rockettes are revealed at 125 feet tall, performing their iconic precision choreography that concludes with their beloved kick line while rotating around the Exosphere. The creative is meant to be transparent, so the Rockettes' backs are visible through the sphere, marking the first time the technique has been utilized on the immersive digital canvas. The ornament closes and the iconic Radio City Music Hall marquee appears in vibrant neon, replicating the landmark venue in New York City. That's going to do it for the news, and now for the views. Michael, what do you think?
I'm thinking so many things right now. The first thing I'm thinking right now is I never knew the word exosphere. I just realized that. I never knew the word. It's such a cool word, though. Exosphere. Have you heard the word exosphere before the sphere in Las Vegas? Because I never heard that word before.
I've heard of like exoskeleton, but I have not heard exosphere. I think it's more unique to something sphere-shaped, such as the sphere itself.
I mean, but what's so cool here, and if you caught this on the video, and I'm sure people did, and also on the commentary, that the fact that the creative's meant to be transparent so that the Rockettes' backs are visible through the sphere, marking the first time this technique has been utilized on an immersive digital canvas. That's pretty crazy technology. I mean, like, really cool. Like, I have no idea how they do it or what all of that means. I do know that they use the word immersive, so that's good. But it's really pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, you know, the sphere is unique, and that makes it unique, you know, to Vegas. It makes Vegas even more unique because you're not going to see anything like that anywhere else in the world.
Well, you know what we need? There's one more thing we need. We need a Rockettes slot machine.
I wonder if that's a good point.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I mean, they had Playboy bunnies. Not that I'm comparing the Rockettes to the Playboy bunnies, but I mean, it can't be that difficult to make. I don't see why not. Like, no, a high kick bonus or something happens or whatever all that stuff is that they do. Yeah, why not, man? Why not?
You know what I sort of think is that there should be like certain slot machines which only appear during Christmas. Sort of like the McRib of slot machines. like you've got the Rockettes slot machine, but right, you can only play it from December 15th to December 30th. And it shows up every year just December 15th to December 30th.
That they should, because like I know the McRib is currently back. I just saw the thing as I was driving near there. The McRib is back. But like I noticed that A Christmas Story slot machines and Vegas Christmas Vacation slot machines are showing up in the casinos because it's that time of year. So yeah, why not? That'd be a nice little, you know, sort of ring in the holidays with a McRib slot machine.
And a McRib. We'll have to talk about the McRib another time. I, by the way, I love McDonald's trivia and stuff, but yes, it's what I call the McRib concept. So anyway, that's what I got for you, but it's super cool. And the Sphere keeps amazing people. And I bet it would be so cool to be there, to see those Rockettes, from those rooms at the back of Wynn, and also some of the rooms from Venetian and Plaza, which have awesome views of the Sphere.
Yeah, I'm hoping to catch a glimpse of that myself for sure. The McRib coming back, though, McDonald's sure did tease the heck out of that. And with that, it is time for the tease. Take it away, Michael.
Okay, today we are going to do something that is either I'm going to really screw up and I'm going to get a lot of comments on, or I'm going to do it close to perfect. But what today's tease topic is, what is the cost of that gambling slot play? And this is a topic I love to discuss because people are always like, cost. And with cost, you have to look at with slots, coin-in. So I love to discuss this. I love to break it down. It's something people bring up all the time, you know, how much you gambled. And I'm going to do it as a reference to Caesars Rewards. And right now, Caesars Rewards is one of the most transparent programs with regard to slot play, as opposed to MGM in Las Vegas is no longer transparent. That's another topic of conversation. But also, I will relate it to tier points, which people love to talk about, but that you really don't need the tier points as part of this conversation. So let's look at how Caesars does slot play and what is this costing you, or what should it cost you? So at Caesars, $5 of coin in is a tier point. Once again, we don't have to be relating it to tier points, but we're going to anyway. So if you run $5,000 in through a slot machine at a Caesars Rewards property, you will earn 1,000 tier points. Okay, how do you get that? Well, that's $5,000 divided by $5 per tier point gets you 1,000 tier points. Now that you've earned 1,000 tier points, what did that cost you? Or what should it cost you? And of course, remember, there's also a Caesars daily bonus for tier points when you hit 1,000. That's another conversation. Well, if you look at the fact that you ran $5,000 through a slot machine, and this is the metric that's really important, which is coin in. So you've run 5,000 through that machine. I always use the house edge or the hold as 10%. So that means the casino should make about 10% off of most of your slot play. That varies on market. It varies on machines. But let's just use 10% for this example. So if the casino makes 10% off of that slot play, well, you ran $5,000 through that machine. So theoretically, you should lose $500, which is 10% of $5,000, and the casino should win $500 of your money. Of course, that theoretical number is a long-term calculation. It is based on thousands and thousands of spins. And of course, we seldom play in the long term. In the short term, almost anything can happen. And you should also understand there is definitely a relationship to denomination. So if you run $5,000 through a slot machine at a dollar a spin, that's giving you 5,000 spins. So 5,000 chances with the random number generator for something to happen. But that is a lot different than if you run $100 per spin, because that would only be 50 spins. So you are much more likely to approach a smooth 10% house edge at a dollar a spin, but doing only 50 spins at $100 is almost guaranteed to yield a much higher loss in that small sample size than the 10% loss. So basically, in theory, both examples have a 10% house edge, but a lot has to do with that sample size. And when we're talking about this, we're basically talking about, you know, how much you're going to lose on $5,000 in coin in. Now, maybe this doesn't really answer the question, how much will it cost you? But it's good to think about, you know, your loss or what your theoretical loss should be. And that brings us to two numbers here, because you have your theoretical loss and your actual loss. So a casino will program a slot machine to have a 10% house edge. So that's the theoretical 10%. But the actual is obviously the actual money you lose in a session. And it's that theoretical amount that is usually used for comps. And the actual amount sometimes impacts your comps, not as much, or it can definitely impact you getting additional comps on a trip, because if you are very unlucky and you lose a lot of money, casinos will often take pity on you and give you some additional comps to make you feel happy and hopefully come back again. So I hope this answers a few questions on that. Michael, did that explanation make sense? Because I know coin-in totally gets people crazy all the time.
I'm going to be re-watching and re-listening to that particular segment multiple times to make sure it sinks in. Cause I mean, I'm sure people who do all this stuff get it, but you know me, I don't do the loyalty.
Thing. But the thing about it, which is tough, is like when people say like, I gambled $200, I gambled $1,000. Really the term that people have to use is how much coin in they ran through a machine. Because you could get really lucky and be playing a machine, hitting a bunch of bonuses and run a lot more coin in and lose $200. Or you could be super unlucky, play a $5 denomination machine and run that $200, you know, lose that $200 immediately. And obviously the people who have more coin in or get more play are going to get better casino offers. And I think you hear that. So a lot of times, like on the Facebook groups and things, it drives me crazy when someone says, I gambled $200. Well, what does that mean? That you lost $200? That you ran $200 through a slot machine? That's the kind of thing. So I think it is important to differentiate like what you're talking about. Like how much did you actually run through these machines? So that's sort of what I was trying to touch on a little bit.
Very good points indeed. We are just past the 12-minute mark. And do you have any thoughts, anything on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is that I really appreciate all the comments that we've been getting lately on the videos, especially the corrections. And yesterday we had some great comments. Keith Havens 2523 says that it does seem odd to add another Gordon Ramsay burger when Planet Hollywood has one that isn't particularly far away. And that's true. There's going to be I totally forgot about that. There's going to be a Gordon Ramsay burger at Flamingo and at Planet Hollywood. So I'm not sure how many Gordon Ramsay burgers is maybe too many. And Jay Scott said that when room service is the best, I absolutely agree, or at least it's one of the best. I have lots of pictures to show. I definitely want to do an episode that's just room service food porn. That's if Movestro will let me do that, or I can talk him into that. And Margie mentions, and I could not agree more, that Caesar's properties need to bring back true room service. They do. They really have to have it as an option. I am totally, we need to start a petition. Isn't there somewhere we can start a petition on this? This is a major crisis now.
I'm not certain that that's what change.org was made for, but give it a shot, you know.
Yeah. And Julian C. was kind enough to say that there's only currently a single Johnny Rockets location at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. But down the road, Foxwoods also has a Johnny Rockets in the Outlet Mall, and they take loyalty points. I don't know if I'm senile, but I swear, and this is, you know, I'm talking more than 5 years ago, I thought there were two Johnny Rockets at Mohegan Sun. But thank you, Julian, for correcting us that there is only one Johnny Rockets right now. And everyone, once again, please be sure to, you know, comment on YouTube or send messages to emails to tips@travelzork.com, correcting me as much as you can, especially when I try to do things like coin in under 7 minutes.
Alrighty, and that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at TravelZorkTravel.com to plan your next amazing vacation, and please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.